Lisa Michaels with Goodbye to All Carousels. Before that, the Corner Laughers with Transamerica Pyramid, Agony Aunts with Linus's Fist of Death, and Will Curie and the Country French started that set off with Philadelphia. That's going to about do it here for Breakfast for Dinner. Breakfast for Dinner. We'll try that again. This is DJ Chris Wired. Thanks for joining me. We'll be back next Sunday with another edition of this program. I'm going to leave you with new music from Lanny Flowers. Where did all the fun go?
Took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hey, you! Don't watch that! Watch this! This is the heavy, heavy monster sound! The nuttiest sound around! So if you're coming off the street and you're beginning to feel the heat, well, listen, Buster, you better start to move your feet to the rockin'est, rock-steady beat of madness! One step beyond! We'll be right back.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. You can hear me Friday night at 9 during my show, Viva La Mock. But I have curated 30 minutes of the band Madness for you to listen to. Want to tell you, formed back in 1976, back in the North London area over in the UK. Madness was part of what's called the second wave of ska, or what a lot of people will call the two-tone movement. Started off the entire show with something off their 1979 album One Step Beyond with the title track, but let's get into more Madness.
the wings of a dove.
From their Keep Moving album, that's Madness with Wings of a Dove here on 88.3 FM WRCT. We are in the midst of a half hour of Madness music before the Wings of a Dove baggy trousers for you, and start off that entire set with, again, as I mentioned, their namesake song, Madness. But we're not stopping there. Nope, we've got more Madness coming to you here on WRCT.
I never thought I'd miss you half as much as I do. And I never thought I'd feel this way, the way I feel about you. As soon as I wake up, every night, every day, I know that it's you I need to take the blues away. It must be love, love, love. It must be love, love, love. Nothing more, nothing less. Love is the best. How can it be that we can say so much without words? Bees and the birds. I've got to be near you every night, every day. I couldn't be happy any other way. It must be love, love, love. It must be love. Love, love. Nothing more, nothing less.
Crosswise nearly done. Hitched getting so hard these days. Not nearly so much fun. His mind wanders through the office, his telephone desk and chair. He's been happy with the company, they've treated him real fair. Think of seven letters, begin and end in C. Like a big American car, but misspelt with a D. I wish his bus would get a move on, driver's taking his time. I just don't know, I'll be late, oh dear, what will the boss say? Pull yourself together now, don't get in a state. Don't you worry, there's no hurry. It's a lovely day, could all be going your way. Take the dog's advice, let up, enjoy your life. Listen to what they say, it's not a game they play. Never get there at this rate, he's caught up in a jam. There's a meeting this morning, it's just his luck, oh damn. His hand guides in his pocket for his handkerchief. Pearls of sweat on his collar, his pulse beat seems so brief. Eyes fall on his wristwatch, the seconds pass real slow. Gasping for the hot air, but the chest pain, it won't go. Try to ask for help, but can't seem to speak a word. Words are whispered frantically, but don't seem to be heard. What about the wife and kids? They all depend on me. We're so sorry, we told you not to hurry. Now it's just too late, you've got a certain date. We thought we made it clear, we almost are in our fears. We left it up to you, there's nothing we can do.
That is the song Cardiac Arrest, wrapping up that set of music from the band Madness. Before that, Michael Caine, with a little help from English actor Michael Caine, also started off that entire set with their cover of the 1972 Underground classic, It Must Be Love. Now, Madness themselves took their band name from the song Madness, which I played earlier, which was a cover because it was originally done by Prince Buster. They also played homage to Prince Buster with their very first single called The Prince.
Buster, he sold the heat with a rock steady beat. An earthquake is erupting, but not in Orange Street. A ghost dance is preparing. You got to help us with your feet. If you're not in the mood to dance, step back, grab yourself a seat. This may not be uptown Jamaica, but we promise you a treat. Buster, pull me over with your bogus dance, shuffle me off my feet. Even though I'll keep on running, I'll never get to Orange Street. So I say there's nothing left to say for the man who set the beat. So I'll leave it up to you out there to get him back on his feet. Buster, throw me over with your bogus dance, shuffle me off my feet. Even though I'll keep on running, I'll never get to Orange Street.
mother and my wife. Box of balloons with a feather light touch. Pack of party poppers that pop in the night. Had to brush and hairspray plastic with this clay on the corner's edge. Just walked in.
From 1982, Madness with House of Fun. We are wrapping up this massive music block of madness here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Let's get to their biggest hit in the States. A song that peaked at number 7 back in 1982. Madness has 7 members, again, formed back in 1976, and believe it or not, to this day, are still touring with 6 of those 7 original members. It's Madness, our house.
Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around. Our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed. Them off with a small kiss. She's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways. Playing up downstairs, sister's sighing in her sleep.
Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Oh, Thank you. Yeah. WRCT.
WRCT.
Pittsburgh.
WRCT. In sound. From way out.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
All right, well, we are starting today with Hurricane Ian in Florida, and they don't call it a disaster for nothing. This is not really a weather show, but there's been a lot of political stuff revolving around the hurricane to get everybody up to speed. Many trapped in Florida as Ian heads towards South Carolina, reported by the Associated Press. There are rescue crews, 2.5 million Florida homes per the Associated Press without power, 2.7 million homes without power, according to other reports. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis told a news conference, "We've never seen storm surge of this magnitude. It is basically a 500-year flooding event." When it comes to casualties, hundreds are feared dead. Now, it takes a while to officially get those numbers, but we now have heard from multiple political leaders who are saying, listen, we're being told about dozens, if not hundreds, just in our municipality. So you start adding that up, and unless everybody's wrong, you're talking about at least hundreds dead. The Daily Beast reporting that, as well as millions more were plunged into darkness in one of the most powerful storms in American history. And then AFP and Yahoo News reporting floods devastation after Hurricane Ian hammers Florida. So there's a couple different things I think that are important to mention here for a show like ours. First of all, we see a completely different Ron DeSantis that I sort of knew existed in the sense that I've told you all before, DeSantis is not a stupid guy. His incredible violent partisanship, maybe acute partisanship is a better phrase for it, is a sort of a calculated decision. I'm not saying he's not a right winger, but he can get along with everybody when he chooses to. And he has said Joe Biden's been good, helping, and everybody's getting along, and this is not the time for pettiness. And it's just another reminder that it could be like this all the time if people just wanted to be more reasonable, because that's all that's happening. DeSantis is just being more reasonable in part because he knows that his reelection could potentially hinge on, is he seen as handling the hurricane correctly? In addition, you know, when COVID started, many of us naively and incorrectly thought this will bring the country together. We're all going to unite against the virus. And then we didn't. Many Republicans essentially taking the side of the virus, ignoring all suggestions and guidelines and recommendations and not getting vaccinated, all that different stuff. Okay, fine. With the hurricane, we're just all going to. No, you've got people claiming that the hurricane is a hoax. Now, what does it mean? What does it mean that it's a hoax? Some of them say, well, it was a rainstorm, but it wasn't really that bad. And this was just a way to get the hurricane in the media to avoid talking about fill in the blank, right? Whatever it is, this was a distraction. Some claiming that it was a geo-engineered weather event of some kind. Again, for whose benefit, it's like never really completely clear. Others fixating on the evacuation orders and are they legal or not and mandatory and all these different things. Folks, it's a hurricane. Okay. Oh, and actually, I should say, some also immediately fixating on wanting to blame climate change for this particular hurricane. And as we've talked about before, climate change is not really about any particular hurricane, but climate change models would predict that we would have more extreme events and that the events themselves would be more extreme. But I, you know, we don't need to play the game of this particular hurricane was caused.